This is Rusty Tanton.
And Amber Ray.
And you're listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network, the show that still remembers when the big chicken's eyes weren't moving. In this January 21st interview, Amber talks to Atlanta artist Thomas Burns. You can take a look at some of his work at AtlantaPhotos.com.
It's January 21st. This is Amber, and I'm here with
Thomas Burns, a local Atlanta artist.
All right, and you're here because Rusty and I came across some of your artwork at Victory Vintage, which is here in Decatur, and we thought it was awesome because the first one we spotted was of the Big Chicken, and who doesn't love the Big Chicken? So do you want to talk a little bit about what your art is all about?
Well, they're prints of Atlanta landmarks. I've been doing them since, I guess, about the beginning of 2005, and it was a sort of a side project that I started just as a way to get to know the city. I've been here, I guess, 8 years now, and it was a way for me to explore the history of the city and just do some cool design work. I mean, I'm a graphic designer by trade, and the project sort of got out of hand, and now it's become my full-time job.
That's awesome. That's a good kind of out of hand.
Really cool. Yeah.
The prints, I'm going to probably pronounce it wrong, so maybe you should just pronounce it.
What? Giclée prints.
Giclée, yes. I was going to pronounce that wrong. What is that?
It's actually a fancy term for like a high resolution inkjet printer. These large Epson 7800 printers. It just prints super high, super crisp. They almost look like lithographs or silk screens.
Yeah, they do. And all the ones that I saw of yours, the colors were very bright.
Yeah, very vivid.
Yeah. How have you sort of decided what kinds of Atlanta landmarks to focus on and that would make good prints?
Well, you know, initially I started off with six of these. It was the Fox, the Flatiron Building, the Lion down in Oakland Cemetery, the Big Chicken, the airport, the old airport, the municipal airport before it became the monster that it is.
Right.
It had this really cool old Art Deco tower and Stone Mountain. Just like big landmarks, you know, that easily recognizable.
Mm-hmm.
And I started doing these little art festivals like Inman Park and Grant Park.
Decatur Arts
Decatur?
Festival?
No, actually.
Oh, well.
They've denied me 2 years now. So.
Oh, wow. Not cool, Decatur.
Yeah. And, you know, people just kept suggesting, oh, you got to do the Pink Pig. You got to go do the Margaret Mitchell House. You got to do the Biltmore. You got to do, you know, and it just kept growing and growing and growing. And I was doing it in my spare time. I'd come home from my job and work on these at night.
Well, what goes into it? I mean, do you sketch it out first, or what's the process like?
A lot of these I'll sketch out. I'll go and take photos if the landmark's still around, or I'll go into historical archives. Georgia State has a big photographic historical archive, you know, from the 1800s.
Yeah, we interviewed the guy who runs the Atlanta Time Machine website,
yeah.
And I know he works a lot off
great,
of there.
Great reference material there.
Yeah.
And I'll sketch a lot of stuff out by hand, and then it's mostly done on the computer. Some of the stuff I'll hand render and ink, like leaves and kind of organic-y stuff that you can't quite get that feeling on a computer, and then scan that in and manipulate it, and then that final image is composited in like Adobe Illustrator and Photoshop.
So how long does it typically take to make a new one?
Probably about 25 hours of just sort of fiddling around.
25 hours?
Yeah, you know, you can fiddle around with these things and do variation after variation. And then you got to go explore the vintage typography that goes with it, and you know, just kind of get it just right. So, yeah, I mean that may be on the high end, but you know, it's a typical graphic design project.
And then, where have you sold these? You mentioned a few arts festivals. Anywhere else outside of Atlanta?
Not really outside of Atlanta. I'm kind of limited by the subject matter since it's all Atlanta stuff.
Well, right, but I saw that you did a couple from Athens.
Yeah, I've kind of branched out into Athens. People are going, I got that request all the time. What are you going to do some Athens? Because I have a tech tower that I'd done.
Okay.
It was probably the 12th or 13th print that I'd done. They're like, why didn't you do tech? Do something from Athens. I was like, okay. And my wife, she went to UGA, and she's like, why are you doing tech?
I didn't go to Tennessee. I'm just the listeners can't see, but I happen to be wearing Rusty's Tennessee sweatshirt. But I am a UGA grad, just for the record.
Okay. Well, I'm a Florida grad, so just for the record.
I won't be a Gator hater to you. Anyway, as you were saying, about the prints. Where else have you? You mentioned a Stone Mountain Festival.
Yeah, so the Yellow Daisy Festival. It's out. It's like the largest, I think, arts and crafts show in the Southeast.
Oh, okay.
And they actually asked me to be the featured artist for it this past year. Yeah, so I did the poster design for them, and it was like in the AJC, and it was in Southern Living. And,
very cool.
And the weatherman from Channel 11 interviewed me for about 10 seconds during his weather.
The weatherman.
Yeah, he was like, oh, so you're the featured artist. I was like, yeah. And he's like, okay, on to the weather.
Great interview,
yeah,
thanks.
Yeah, it was great.
What other kinds of special requests have you had?
People's apartments. Some guy actually came up.
Really?
I think he may have been drunk. I think it was a Virginia Highlands show. And he was like, do you have a poster of my apartment? I'd buy it.
That sounds a little drunk.
It was a little drunk. But, you know, just different, a little bit more obscure things, like maybe the Atlanta Medical College or mm-hmm. The Swan House, which I think is part of the Atlanta History Museum.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, a little bit more that people wouldn't easily recognize.
Yeah. How many of the ones that you've done would you say are places that are no longer in existence?
Well, let's see, the airport's no longer here. I would think mostly everything except for that municipal airport is still in existence.
Really?
The old Pink Pig, I mean, that's based on the older version
that
was downtown. Yeah, I think that's about it.
How much do you know about the Pink Pig? Because I don't know very much. And if you know more, I want to hear a little bit more
about
it.
Well, I think back in the 50s and 60s, it was sort of this contraption that people would take their kids to downtown. It was like a big event around the holidays. And it was sort of this roller coaster and put the kids in it. And from the pictures I'd seen of it, it looks kind of maybe unsafe.
A little ramshackle.
and it kind of goes through this little storybook land of whatever. And that sort of went away. So a lot of older people have that as a memory, you know, going to that as a child. And now that it's back at, I could say,
at Lenox Mall.
It's a little bit different. It looks a little bit more safe. And they take their kids to it, and they're all excited. And, oh, the Pink Pig.
Because, yeah, I mean, I guess it's an Atlanta thing. I've been here for about 3 years now. And if you've been here 8 years, that almost makes you a native, since there's so many people who are from, you know, other places that come and live in Atlanta. And I always hear about the Pink Pig and people who grew up here and have, you know, these stories and everything, and I just thought it was, like, weird and bizarre, and I don't know. I want to know what that's about.
Right.
So thanks for the historical
perspective.
It's
interesting. Yeah, you'll hear a lot of older people that just get so excited about, they have to take their kids to this pig that you sit in and sort of go around on a track.
Well, I get excited about the big chicken.
So, yeah, so it's kind of like that.
Yeah. Do you think that the big chicken is your most popular print that you've done, or would that be a stretch?
That would probably be a stretch. I mean, everybody gets a laugh out of it. Oh, the big chicken, that's so cool. But actually, probably the most popular is the Claremont Lounge.
I was going to ask you if you had one of the Claremont Lounge.
You know, and because everybody was like goading me into, do the Claremont Lounge. And I was like, why would anybody put that on their wall? I mean, I'm not sure how to describe it. It's an Atlanta
institution. It's an Atlanta experience.
It is. I mean, you wouldn't really call it a strip club. But it's
no, like, you really can't call it.
A 70s danceteria gone wrong. I don't know.
I know somebody who has a photo of the Claremont Lounge on their wall, so people definitely are willing to use it as art.
I did it, and I was like, man, this came out pretty good. Even I put it in my wall, you know, so, and then people just can't get enough of that. It's very odd.
Well, the Claremont Lounge has been there since, like, the 50s.
Yeah.
And because the Atlanta Time Machine guy had, like, some really old ads from it, and it seems like it was always just this crazy, seedy place.
Yeah, you know? I mean, definitely. I mean, so many famous people have been there for some reason or another, and you know, then you get these conflicting reports that they're going to tear it down, they're going to turn it into lofts.
I know. If they tried, there would be uproar. You know, there would be.
Say the Claremont. Yeah.
Well, yeah, just like the big chicken that didn't get torn down.
Right.
What other kinds of Atlanta landmarks would you like to do prints of?
You know, there's sort of this, I've kind of been toying with this idea of, like, sort of lost Atlanta things, mm-hmm. like the old Crackers baseball team, the Omni, Fulton County Stadium. I mean, there's a lot of these things that have, you know, kind of recently disappeared. Mm-hmm. You know, and then there's, like, sort of the old train station that I think was around in the early part of the century. It was just
Union Station?
I think it was, yeah. I mean, that's
a huge one.
It'd be a cool image to do, you know, and I kind of like trains, too, so.
You could do the Decatur Train Depot.
See, that would be another one, yeah.
Is it more difficult or less difficult or no difference working from just archival prints like you did with the airport versus something that's still there? Or?
Well, it may be a little bit more easy to work with those just because people don't, they can't go out and see it and say, wait a minute, that's wrong. You know, there's no windows there. You can kind of take your artistic license with that and do what you think looks good.
Would you consider doing a print of the Ice House Lofts, which is where we're recording right now?
Yeah, that'd be a cool print.
Yeah. I think this place was vacant for like 30 years or something. It's definitely an Atlanta landmark or a Decatur landmark.
Yeah. Yeah, Decatur is kind of another little area that I want to explore too that I haven't quite. I mean, there's just so much stuff in Atlanta. I just finished up the Biltmore and I'm working on a couple other ones. So,
would you say that you try to capture sort of a particular feel of a certain era or just the place in general?
Yeah, it's sort of that 1920s, 30s travel poster is what I'm kind of going for, you know, with the look and the typography and everything. Just because, like, you always see these really cool posters, like, see San Francisco or, you know, see the Montana or
that is kind
the,
of what it reminded
the Grand
me,
Canyon. That, you know, I guess a lot of those were done in the 30s with the WPA program and everything.
Right.
And, I mean, they're just really nice images. And Atlanta never really had that, I guess, that touristy image back in the 20s and 30s. You know, I guess it was still a lot smaller. And it's like, well, why not celebrate these great, iconic landmarks in Atlanta?
Definitely. Do you see yourself as in any way involved with historic preservation or not?
Maybe just sort of keeping those images in people's minds and you know, the feeling of nostalgia that you get when you look at these things. I've talked to some of the people from like the Atlanta Historic Society and Oakland Cemetery and those places, but nothing has ever progressed any farther than just talking to them.
Yeah, well, just having the images, I think, I mean, personally, I think it's important. Just, you know, people might look at something that they've lived near their whole life and look at it in a different way.
Right.
And, you know, have a new appreciation. Well, any other, any parting thoughts or any plans for the future or where you want to take this now that it's your full-time job?
Well, you know, there's still a lot more places in Atlanta to do, and then you can kind of start spreading out to like Helen or Athens or even go to Savannah or, you know, just different places like that. There's a lot of things in Georgia, like covered bridges, like historic battlefields and things.
You'll
like
never
that,
run out of material.
I know, and then, you know, you can keep going to other cities like Chattanooga or wherever.
Yeah.
But, I mean, for now, Atlanta has so much stuff to do. It's just a fun project to do. I'm kind of happy that it got out of hand and I get to work from home now.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, they're great prints. I think that as soon as we move and have more wall space, we're going to have to get a few of those, especially the Big Chicken.
Well, very cool.
Now everybody wonders why I'm so obsessed with the Big Chicken because I've mentioned it like 4 times in this podcast. It's really not an obsession. Do you want to just leave a way for people to contact you or order some of your prints?
Sure, they're on the website. It's called AtlantaVintageTravel.com. There's contact information on there, my email, and you can order all the prints on there. And they're actually in a couple stores, one down in Decatur in Victory Vintage, and downtown in the Museum of Design store in Moda, and a little store, Donna Van Gogh's down in Candler Park.
All right, thanks.
The song you heard in this podcast was Flux by Drop Trio, available only on Magnatune.com.
Thanks for listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network. Visit us at gapodcastnetwork.com. If you have a question, comment, or drunken rant, leave us a voicemail by calling 678-389-9441. Who knows, it might be featured in a podcast. You can also email us at info@gapodcastnetwork.com.